149-pound finalist Drake Houdeshell of Missouri. First off, Drake, let's start with an opening statement talking about your match tonight.
Yeah, Villalonga is a tough guy. He's always one of the top guys in my weight class, and I knew that if I just went out there and wrestled hard and pushed the pace for 7 minutes, that I would come out on top.
We'll open up it up for questions.
You know, you've been in similar positions in the past. What was different this time that allowed you to break through and get to this final?
Yeah, third time in the semis. First time making it through the finals. I think what allowed me to is I've been there. This is my third time being there, and I'm familiar with how the fans are going to react, the mat setup, the cameras all in my face. Just used to it, and I knew what to expect, and nothing surprised me. And since I was aware of everything that was going to happen, I was able to stay focused on wrestling.
Drake, I think guys have only scored 2, maybe 3 points on you this whole tournament. What's made you so tough to get scored on?
Just staying in good position, and other than that, just wrestling so hard, and I've been training at a pace to where a lot of my opponents can't keep up with my pace here because I've been training so hard. My coaches pushed me real hard in the practice room, and it's just been paying off late in the match. A lot of the guys aren't able to do much because they're so tired, and yeah.
How much of the takedown in the first period, how does that change things for you in the match?
Yeah, oh, it's huge. My goal every match is to try and get the first takedown, and getting the first takedown in such a big match, it's huge, especially at the end of the period because I'm able to ride him out and not let him get an escape. So he's worried about scoring, and I'm still just worried about just wrestling hard the whole time.
Drake, what do you think about getting Chabot, again, a guy you saw at the national tournament last year, and what maybe can you use from last year's matchup?
I mean, I know he's tough. He wrestled last year. He beat me. And, I mean, I know what to expect. It's the only time I've ever seen him in my entire career. And, I mean, I know I got a good feel for what he feels like, and I'm just going to go out and give it everything I got tomorrow for my last match.
Drake, a lot has been talked about this team race. How much are you wrestling for yourself? How much are you wrestling for this team regarding the team race?
Yeah, well, obviously I know that the team race is top 5, 4, 5, 6, something around there. It's pretty crazy, 2 through 6 or whatever it is. And I am wrestling for my team, yeah, but my main goal is to focus on myself and wrestle hard every match. And I know my team, if I take care of myself and what I need to, all my teammates will take care of themselves and what they need to, and everything will come together. But I can't worry about my teammates because if I get so caught up in their matches, then I'm not focusing on what I need to do for myself. And then,
were you aware of that Waters loss?
Yeah, I was, yeah.
Did it have any impact on you at all?
Try and just act like I didn't see it and focus on what I need to do for my match. And now kind of hits me now and sucks.
Todd Palmer, Kansas City Star again. You know, I mean, you got a long time until 7 o'clock tomorrow night.
Yeah.
I mean, how are you going to, you know, manage the next, you know, roughly 24 hours or whatever, you know, kind of controlling those nerves?
Yeah. Honestly, I'm just going to worry about one thing at a time. Tonight, I'm going to worry about getting some weight off. Then tomorrow morning, probably have to get a little bit more weight off before weigh-ins. Then I'll worry about eating. And drinking as much fluids as I want all day and getting big. That's one thing I'm excited about. I'm going to get pretty big tomorrow during the day, and I'll feel really good for the finals. And really, just I'm not just going to sit there and worry about the finals all day. Just going to focus on whatever I'm doing at that time.
Will you come watch the wrestle backs and all that, or are you going
to? I'm not sure. I'll probably talk to my coaches tonight when we get back to the hotel and figure something out for all that tomorrow. Yeah.
Drake, what were you feeling, you know, as soon as the match ended and you knew you were through to the finals?
Honestly, I don't know. It's just it doesn't feel any different just winning. I mean, winning, yes, it's great. I know I'm in the finals, but, I mean, I don't personally feel any different. I'm excited, yeah. And it's exciting seeing my coaches and fans excited for me. But I'm here for one thing, and that's tomorrow night, so not done.
Final question, please.
I'm just curious, you know, last year, obviously, Jason got you. You know, were you hoping to see him again in a final, potentially, or did you even care who you faced in the final?
Honestly, my goal is to come here and win a national championship, and whoever I face, and if it's not him, then it's not him.
Thank you, Drake, and congratulations.
Yeah, thanks.